This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got lots of stuff happening in the United States of America today. We see the sex scandals coming out of Hollywood. We're seeing them come out of the political world, out of Washington, D.C. as well, friends. And to be quite frank, folks, it's just completely over the top as to what we're seeing here. I want to give you the answer to the dilemma. Here it is. Simple. Okay? Ready? All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precept means that which God entrusted you with. Let me say it again. This is Noah Webster. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the Bible, the precepts contained in the Bible. I mean, folks, what's happening in this country today is just second to none, to say the least. Recently, much of the attention as to the fruits of what we're seeing today has been lavished on the pornography industry as a business. And many claim that it is a large and a profitable, especially on the internet. Many of the claims are cut from whole cloth, but are accepted with question by the legitimate press. Let me add illegitimate press. Skepticism is in order, though, because as David Claytel, Associate Dean of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism, notes, pornography is an industry where they exaggerate the size of everything. Literally. And folks, what's happening in the pornography business is in the billions on a yearly basis. And why is it so huge? Because that falls to the lot and the guilt of the American people to be paying the pornography industry in the first place. Remember back in 1992, I believe it was, there was a program on, and they were asking the people the question as to what they thought of the scandals that Mr. Bill Clinton was a part of. And almost everyone in that guest audience gave Bill Clinton a pass for his crimes against God and we the people. I mean, they have forgotten, thou shalt not commit adultery. They have forgotten, no fornicator, sex before marriage. No fornicator shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6:9. And see, we see the fruit of departing from a living God, and then we stand back with confusion of face, trying to figure out why justice is completely turned backwards. And when we read Numbers 32:23, we see that sin is finding us out, and it's exactly what's happening to we, the people in this country. It's been said by John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that the moral compass of society is the church. When that goes, all goes. But wait, it comes first to the people who are the church. They are Israel. So when you take it in order, folks, you first have the people, then you have the church, and then you have government, and that's the order, because the church is responsible for government. But first and foremost, the people are responsible for the church as being the church, and their responsibility for government, because we are the government in this country. And it's amazing to me how people just want to continuously blame everybody for their crimes before God. When in fact, if they would put the mirror on themselves, God's moral law, Romans 3:20, they would understand then and only then who the responsible party is. Yes, the church is corrupt. Yes, the government is corrupt. But why is it corrupt? It's corrupt because the people have become corrupt. Tolerance is acceptance, America. And if you just sit back and point the finger, why don't you do this? Why don't you go back and use what so many professed Christians in America like to use today? Thou shalt not judge me. Okay, well, let me just put it in your hands then. You judge government because you fail to judge the church yourselves. And the fact of the matter is you can't take the board out of your brother's eye until you first take it out of your own. Read Matthew 7 when you get a moment. And when I look at what's going on in this country today, for example, we can see the fruit of the U.S. Catholic Church, the Catholic Church alone. Did you know that the Catholic Church has incurred nearly $4 billion in costs related to the priest sex abuse crisis during the past 65 years? According to the extensive NCR investigation of all media reports, databases, and church documents? Just think about that. Think about the money that you're sowing, you Catholics are sowing into the church. Much of that money that's going into the church is there to protect the priests against them that they have abused. But again, you live in a society where you believe that it's okay to murder an innocent baby at will as well. I mean, I want you to, again, think about this. We can see the fruit of the church, this is the Catholic Church alone, that it's incurred nearly $4 billion in cost related to priest sex abuse cases. In addition, separate research recently published calculates and other scandal-related consequences, such as lost membership and diverted giving, has cost the church more than $2.3 billion annually for the past 30 years. Between 1950 and August of this year, the church has paid out, oh my gosh, I'm just going to give you the numbers, friends, 3.994.797.060.10. This is crazy. That figure is based on a 3-month investigation of data, 3 months, including a review of more than 7,800 articles gleaned from LexisNexis Academic and NCR databases, as well as information from bishopaccountability.org and org, and from reports from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. And up until now, friends, up until now, nearly $3 billion has been the most widely cited figure by media, academics, and activists for the cost to the U.S. church for clergy sex abuse and its cover-up. This is just in the United States of America. I'm talking about the church, the responsible party. And people, keep in mind, we are the church, and interestingly enough, in this country, we are also the government. So I'm giving you the tip of the iceberg right now. That was the church alone. But friends, this is the fruit of free love in the 1960s. I'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean talking about the scandals taking place in this country. We'll get back to that in just a moment. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or if you'd like to follow us on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. That number again is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And apparently that's what's going on. And folks, you know, I bring this up quite a bit, this statistic, but it's true. Because you go down the street, you can talk to the average Joe. Do you believe the media? Now, after giving this message over 1,500 times publicly, friends, and asking the question, how many believe what the media has to say? Folks, in public schools alone, out of 360 schools, I've seen 68 hands go up. So if you and that's hundreds of thousands of students. And a new statistic now shares with us that only 94% of the American people, they decry the lies of the media. They don't trust the media. They say that the media is nothing but a bunch of propaganda. They're right. You know, but what's interesting about that, folks, is when the media begins to share with you concerning what's going on in this country, again, you begin to agree with what you say you don't agree with. And for the life of me, I do understand that. It's holding the truth in unrighteousness. But folks, when we begin to look at what's going on in our country, taking it a step forward, we have to take responsibility for what's going on out there. Because with all these scandals going on in the United States of America today, folks, we have nobody else to blame. You know, and my question is what happened in the 60s? What happened in the 50s? I mean, this is the fruit of what you would call free love. Let me tell you something. Love, yeah, it's free, given unto you by the Son of God. But it was also cost him the cross of Calvary to redeem you. And what we're seeing today, folks, is just second to none. I just briefly covered the porn industry, which takes it back to the people individually in this country. Let me give you a quick couple numbers as so you can understand as to what's going on in this country. The New York Times Magazine ran a cover story on May 18 called Naked Capitalist. There's no business like porn business. Its thesis, pornography is big business with $10 billion to $14 billion in annual sales. Who can you blame for that? Frank Rich suggests that pornography is bigger than any of the major league sports, perhaps bigger than Hollywood. Porn is no longer a sideshow to the mainstream. It is the mainstream, he says. In America, you have to ask yourself the question, how is it that the government, for some reason or another, said that it was permissible, or the courts, or the Supreme Court? How is that legal? Porna defines out in the Greek word as harlot or whore. And when God condemns it and then government begins to advocate which God condemns, you quickly thereafter begin to see the fruit thereof. And then you stand back again, as I shared with you earlier, asking the question as to what's possibly going wrong with our country. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But the porn industry goes back to the people individually. $10 billion to $14 billion in sales annually. And they're saying it's bigger than sports. Okay? That goes back to the people. No doubt. Then what I did during the first segment, friends, I began to share with you concerning what's going on in the church in America. And the fruit of just the Catholic Church alone. And by the way, friends, the evangelistic church is just as bad in many ways. The fruit of the U.S. Catholic Church has incurred nearly $4 billion in costs related to the priests and their sexual abuse. In other words, the money that you're spending, Catholics, you need to understand that the money that you are sowing into the church is actually being used to defend priests that are committing crimes against innocent individuals, namely kids, friends. And then we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when we go over to government. And we're seeing that explode today. I mean, it's just over the top. Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Year after year after year after year. And somehow this has become permissible with the American people to accept that their representatives are a bunch of perverts. I did a high school assembly in Kabul, Missouri. Highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. By the way, they also had the highest crystal methane rate in the country as well. And all the way to that high school to do that program, friends, it was interesting that exit after exit after exit off the highways, you would see mature bookstores, adult bookstores, gentlemen's clubs. That's all I seen. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by their children. And then the older generation teaches the younger generation how to commit the crime before God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. And then they had the audacity to stand back and accuse the kids of what they taught them to do. I remember when I was driving down the highway, going to that particular school, I looked at the bus driver. I was sitting right next to him, and I said to him, isn't this interesting? Look at the message the older generation is giving to the young people in this country. You have to be 18 years old before you can become a full-fledged pervert. Folks, we're supposed to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not to do the opposite. But the opposite has now become the standard. Well, it's become the standard. And how that is, friends, it's because you've lost your moral compass. You've lost your God. He hasn't lost you. You've lost him. Let's go over to the government real quick. In a released report from the Congressional Office of Compliance, we discovered that taxpayers, listen to me, America, you hardworking individuals, that taxpayers were on the hook for $17 million settling sexual harassment claims that came out of the offices of the legislative branch over the past two decades. That's since 1997. Did you hear what I just said? You're on the hook, America. Your tax dollars are going to protect those that are to represent you, those that are to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, not to tear them down. Well, folks, you're paying for them to settle out to pay off victims that they themselves have transgressed against. The report was released Wednesday and detailed the number of settlements along with the amounts of each fiscal year beginning in 1997 and running through 2017. The Office of Compliance decided to release the information due to the massive amounts of recent inquiries. This is crazy. This is your government, America. This is why you're in trouble, America. Executive Director Susan Swee Grundman wrote a letter that was attached to the report based on the volume of recent inquiries regarding payment of awards and settlements reached under the CAA. A large portion of cases originate from employing offices in the legislative branch other than the House of Representatives or the Senate, and involve various statutory provisions incorporated by the CAA, such as the overtime provision of the Fair Labor Standards Act, the Family and Medical Leave Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Folks, you are enabling corruption, not only in the church, but in the government, folks, to hide in darkness by using these false names over and over and over again. I mean, folks, come on. Homeland Security. Yeah, Homeland Security, what are they doing? Well, we found out under Obama's administration they were actually importing illegals into the United States of America. Welfare system in America. Yep, sounds good, although it's unconstitutional. And by the way, if you read 2 Thessalonians, you'll find that if you don't work, you don't eat. But welfare sounds like a good thing. We need to help those that can't help themselves. Yep, and have you ever noticed how fat they are? People on welfare, and there's very few that really can legitimize. Scripturally, you can't. Though it is the church's job to take care of the poor. But again, God helps them that help themselves. But look at the word welfare. What, they're a bunch of dependents that the government has created to vote against we the people. That's what they are. I mean, look at the new American Health Care Act. Wow. Government forcing me and you to actually buy health care from them. And if we don't, then we're going to be in trouble with the IRS. Think about these names, folks. You are allowing them to hide undercover under a face that looks good, but behind it, it never is. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, so I started the show off telling you what John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said when he said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. Well, we covered that. The people are the church. And in this country, the people are the government. When you read the preamble to the United States Constitution, it starts off with, we the people. We the people. Right? I'm going to go to the young people in just a second here, just so you can see the fallout of sexual immorality. And we're talking about what happened in the 1960s, friends. I mean, the fruit of free love? Really? John Adams again said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the governments of any other. And see, what's happening, friends, you're allowing a bunch of criminals to war against who we are, who are attempting to undermine our very foundations, our constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, God's moral law, the Mosaic Institution, not by opinion. Just so you can remember. I want you to listen to his son. This was John Quincy Adams. He said the law given from Sinai was a civil and municipal as well as a moral and a religious code. It contained many statutes of universal application, laws essential to the existence of men in society, and most of which have been enacted by every nation which ever professed any code of laws. Of course. If the creature wants to know the creator and we follow the rule of his government, then and only then can we know him through his son, Jesus Christ, as we follow him. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And yet there's a version of a false love and a false grace out there that sickens me to no end. And it should sicken you as well. Here, let me give you an example. Recently, the front page of a local newspaper headlined this, sex offenders being released into the community, as if it was some sort of warning to the communities at large. I mean, you almost have to take a step back and say, wait a second, just think about what that headline stated. Sex offenders, offenders, offend means anything contrary to law. Going back to Exodus 20, the seventh commandment is thou shalt not commit adultery. Now just think about this in Matthew 5. Jesus said in grace, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery. Sex offenders being released into the community. Just think about that, America. Now you have to defend yourself against a government that doesn't enforce the law, when in fact that's the whole purpose of government. To restrain men from sin. Lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. That's a fact. Now you have a government releasing sex offenders into the community. And if you want, you know, I mean, it's a warning, America, to go online to see who it was and what his offense was in your local community. Wow. Hey, soft judges produce hardened criminals, man. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. That love wounds itself by killing justice. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. How backwards have you become? Instead of dealing with sex offenders the way that the law is supposed to, they're soft on them so they can make money through bureaucracy that they themselves created, and then feeding into another bureaucracy called the supposed correctional institutions in the United States of America by releasing them once again. And then to add fuel to the fire, America, your government that you've allowed to do the things that they do, you are the government again, friends. They work for we the people, and if they don't, we need to set the record straight. They also encourage them to commit not one crime, not two crime, but three strikes and you're out. After that, you're done. Wow. You know, I know people, to all you sex offenders that may be listening today, you're released into a community and you commit the crime a second time, you're not going to have to worry about a third time. You can rest assured of that. And that's the message government should be giving. Right there. Sex offenders being released into the community. This was the local newspaper headline. You see, the problem with that was, as I looked up, and on the same rack that that newspaper was placed was the semi-pornography that fueled the pervert's fire in the first place. Instead of listening to the Lord and keeping our eye single and keeping our eye fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, what we do is we want to live a double lifestyle. We want to know that we're going to heaven, but we want to live in sin. Unscriptural. Unscriptural. It's not in the Word of God. And then you wonder why you don't receive anything. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he's going to receive anything of the Lord. And what is the end of sin? The end of sin is death. Romans 6. But we want to go ahead and test and dare the justice of God, right? And we see it in society as to what's taking place. And what we see in society, we can understand that it first happened in the spiritual. But again, going back to the sex offenders being released into the community, and then noticing on the same rack was the semi-pornography that fueled the pervert's fire in the first place. For example, you see filthy and alluring, 1 John 2:16, filthy and alluring magazines like Cosmopolitan and other filthy magazines, you know, with half-naked women with some sort of sexual statement on the front, like what sex feels like for him, or boost your body confidence in bed. I mean, friends, my little boy gets to walk into virtually any store in America, and right at kid eye level, there's the semi-pornography. These magazines and others that are placed before your faces, by the way, at virtually every store that you go into. And you might want to know, friends, because we've confronted these people where they've actually put covers on these filthy magazines because they were so explicit. They will tell you, if you complain about them, that this placement is all bought and paid for. Why would someone take those magazines and put them at kid eye level, and all the while knowing someone paid to do just that? That's criminal. Friends, it's criminal. And if they're not that filthy, how is it now, everywhere you go, it seems, that you even see Cosmopolitan being covered up? Because they're filthy headlines. They're filthy magazines. You know, but to show you the hypocrisy of what they try to justify, Cosmopolitan in particular said in one of their magazines, as you know, all of us at Cosmo are really proud of the fact that our magazine is packed with intimate advice on how you can have a happier, healthier sex life. Why are they all aimed at kids? Why are they all aimed at kids? Because the parents in this country are derelict of duty when it comes to defending their children. Now they send them into public schools to be indoctrinated. That's a whole different story. Yet, see, when you look at magazines like this, Cosmopolitan, the blatant hypocrisy stands at the peak on a mountain, America, when we find them talking out of both sides and the other side of their mouth. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? In one of their magazines on page 66, this is what it says. As you know, we have been running this since the start of last year to help raise money for a national helpline for survivors of rape. But never has it been more needed than now. Who promotes it? Who's putting gas on the fire, friends? These magazines are. I mean, speaking of sex, it's promoted through magazines, Hollywood, government, music, you name it. Sexual blatancy and innuendo everywhere. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. The fruit has been, I'm going to share with you, read Matthew 7:16 as well. About 3 weeks to a month ago, I shared with you how a high school in Canton, Ohio has succeeded in setting a new record of 65 of the girls attending that school are pregnant. And according to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 years old and 19 years old. And, of course, the radio show host picked up the story and ran with it. They say, outrageous, outrageous, they shouted. Failure. Really? No, they have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their lives. America? Who taught these young people the things that they have been taught? I just exposed the church and I exposed the government. And first I exposed the people who are responsible and who are the church and the government in this country. Luke 7:35. What happened in the 1960s that love and lust would now be reversed in definitions and meanings? Read Isaiah 5:20. They mean to put dark for lightness, lightness for dark, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitterness. Hey, folks, what happened that love, instead of scripturally rebuking sin, Leviticus 19:17, Proverbs 27:5, 2 Timothy 3:16, now it apparently tolerates and overlooks true love? Romans 12:9-11, 1 Corinthians 13:6, love rejoiceth in truth. Going back to Proverbs 27:5, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And instead of teaching along with this love, remember, faith worketh by love. Instead of go and sin no more, which real grace teaches, John 8:11, it serves up a false grace to go along with a faith that is led by a counterfeit love. Read Galatians 5:13. We're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You know, and it's interesting. The Bible tells us we're to hate the garments even spotted by the flesh. You know, it was Martin Luther who said that the Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and at last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect such as teach, America, listen carefully, that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. And what has it gotten you today, America? What has it gotten to you? What has it gotten you today? What has it brought you to, America? To the statistics that I'm highlighting right now. It's a false gospel. And why? Because not only do you tolerate corrupt clergy and corrupt people as representatives, but you have, again, corrupt individuals in this country that tolerate corruption in the pulpit.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. The fruit of free love. The corruption within the people, first and foremost. The church, which is the people. The corruption in government, which in this country is we the people. And then how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when talking about what's taking place with our young people. And here's the answer to all of America's dilemma. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Period. Period. I mean, folks, you need to understand that your government said, namely your Supreme Court, you allowed them, instead of doing their job to discover and apply law, you've allowed them to act as outlaws and to actually play the part of an activist by changing law. That's not their job. And they've literally turned the law against the law in 1962. I mean, and they said that if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps venerate, and obey the commandments, which is not permissible. It's not a permissible objective to obey God's stop signs. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And it's exactly what the American people allowed the Supreme Court in the United States of America to do in 1962. Stone versus Graham in 1980, according to the court, to obey the Ten Commandments, things like do not steal, do not kill, would be to obey Christian teachings at school. And surely the founding fathers would never have wanted the students to be exposed to such teachings at school. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Both George Washington and Fisher Ames, the architects of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, predicted exactly the outcome of departing from Christian obligations. Morality could not be maintained without Christian principles, of course. And to prove my point,
the fruit of removing Christianity from public schools, which, by the way, you rest assured, you've never lost the right, a word of encouragement. You've never lost the right, America. You forfeited your right. You were scared off by the likes of communist organizations like the ACLU to quit allowing, to basically quit any sort of your religiosity. And it's religiosity to you because if Christ really has your heart, you don't take your hat off when you walk inside of the building. And by the way, the Supreme Court does not require to be so neither. You're listening to the ACLU. And again, the founder of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, said that the ACLU, he said that it is... He said it's a communist organization. The end of the ACLU is communism, he said. But let's go to the fruit of removing Christianity from public schools. Sexually transmitted diseases ages 15 to 19 is up 226%. Congratulations, America. Premarital sexual activity among teens up 15 years old, 1,000%. Congratulations, America. Divorce rates are up 117%. You know, keep in mind, this is a moneymaker, too. That's all you got to do is look in the local paper. $99 divorces. Call attorney so-and-so. No wonder why Jesus damned them. Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 years old up 553%. Wow. Wow. You know, in America, that's all I can really revert to. When I continuously point the finger, the answer to America's dilemma is to return to the living God. But the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Sexually transmitted diseases such as gonorrhea, ages 10 to 14 years old, up 257%. Violent crimes, up 794%. No Christianity, no morality. And remember that the courts had, but I want to put this into perspective. Remember that the courts, that folks that work for you and uphold law, had to make sure that students did not see or obey the Ten Commandments. And again, this has been their fruit. Benjamin Rush predicted that if we were ever to take the Bible out of schools, that we would experience a crime explosion. Again, America, I have to say, of course. Our founding forefathers predicted that these things would come, and now we're experiencing their predictions. And again, America, we never lost the right. We lost the desire to serve the Most High God, is what it comes down to. You know, I see other conservatives are now starting to talk about how they want to bring America back to God. We should have never left God. You know, we see constantly, God bless America. God bless America. I'm a drummer, not a singer, okay? God bless America. What a slap in the face of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that has blessed America. How dare Americans say, God bless America. God has blessed America. It's now time for Americans to bless God and obey the lawgiver. You know, I was at a funeral some time back, and this guy was at the pulpit, and he was talking about, he was really, what he was doing was talking against the moral law of God. And what he was doing is, again, friends, he was confusing ceremonial law with moral law. He didn't know the difference. And keep in mind, Jesus never came to abrogate the law. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. The Lord said in Hebrews 10, the law is within my heart. I come to do thy will, O God. And I think about how they're trying to tear down and tear away at God's moral government. Folks, they're called antinomianists. If anybody stood on a street corner doing what the pulpits are doing or allowed to do today in America, they would be called anarchists. And what you're seeing in America is this country becoming hell because of those in the pulpit that have been preaching a message to bring about the state in which we're in today. They have no regard for God's moral law. Hey, folks, I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's what He put in my heart, Romans 5:5. And because of that, I love my brother as unto myself. That's the fulfilling of the law, is to love. First, in the spirit. And secondly, I love the institution of government in this country. I love it. But I love good government. I don't like evil, unconstitutional government. And I'm going to stand against it until my last days. And I'm going to expose it. And within my power, I'm going to bring justice to where justice needs to be brought about. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. If I love my country and I love my freedom, I'm going to maintain the laws of our land. You know, friends, when you drive down the street, oftentimes you see on the side of police cars, it says peace officers. And what do peace officers do? Peace officers enforce the law to keep the peace. So what we're hearing from the pulpits today, friends, it's as if to suggest because I obey God's moral law, then it's legalism, which, by the way, there is no such word. There's no such word as legalism in Webster's 1828. So what they're suggesting, that if I obey God's moral law, then I must be a legalist. You know, it's interesting, we're to follow Christ. Can anybody listening to me right now name one scripture in the life and times of Jesus Christ where one time, or he even violated an infraction of God's moral law? He didn't come to pull it down. He came to magnify it. He came to explain it. He came to expound it. You know, and most people just say, well, what is the deal? Hang on, I'm pulling something up. Romans 3 is coming to my aid right now, and I want to give you the exact scripture. It says, do we then make void the law through faith? Romans 3:31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. We establish the law. And who fulfills it? By the Holy Ghost? Jesus Christ, as we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. America, what you have in the pulpits is the reason that you have what you have in Washington, D.C. And both those categories, an individual, offices, governments, and church and government, and in that order, all falls to the people in this country. So therefore, until we get it right before God, the church ain't going to be fixed, and neither is government. And we are in trouble. So we need to turn our face back unto the living God. In Jesus' name.
It's the tall old tree and the strong old tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.